coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's are doing.
Such a good one. Welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day here with us, adding value every day in every way. I just, Prudence, welcome.
Hello.
She's like, I got her going already. We're not even, we haven't even started like one moment into our show.
No, well, but we talked to each other on the way up this morning. And so then the brainstorming goes, you know,
yeah.
The creative engine starts working.
I love it. I love that. That's that mindset reset that you got happening there. She's always resetting my mind. So we got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-TRIP. 008. And you weren't here yesterday, but Jeannie from Valley Alarm, Jeannie Michael, she actually gave away, in fact, I don't have mine on today, but I am going to post a picture of a beautiful, you know, her hearts that she made?
Yes.
She's going to give one away to one of my listeners.
Oh, how get on the list for this. They're just so beautiful and so well crafted.
Yeah, and the way she did this one, and of course, I don't have one of these ones. I'm like the one that's had all of them from the very beginning, but this one's a pink with a little red heart inside it. So, I mean, it's really intricate.
They're beautiful beaded little necklaces, and not really little. The hearts usually are about the size, a little bigger than a quarter.
Yeah.
And they're handcrafted, beaded, beautiful necklaces. That's very nice of her.
Yeah. So I love mine. I get so many compliments on mine all the time. So if you are a man or a woman out there, either one, your loved one would love this. So definitely, I think it's a great gift, or your mom, or your, you know, any woman would love to be wearing that. Matt? I'm not so much you, but, you know. But anyways, well, I am so glad you are starting your day with us here. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got some really fun things all kind of around Valentine's Day. You know, it's my favorite month of the year and favorite day of the year. So I love that. And, of course, hearts. I love hearts. Yep. If anybody knows me, I'm always got hearts on. In fact, I got something that Marcia made me.
She's a total heart girl.
I find friends that make jewelry. You know, Mary, she makes jewelry. They all have, like, a little niche. So, anyways. But we're going to talk about the six husbands every wife should have. And it's really interesting. It's actually a male's perspective, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I love that
How
idea.
How do they know what we want?
Well, I think we're going to find out.
I know. There you go. And we're going to be also talking to Julie Kenny, and she's going to be giving us gift experts. She's a gifting expert. And so she's going to give us, you know, when you just don't know what to give, or you just don't know, you know. Anyway, she's going to give us some ideas. So I'm really excited about one-of-a-kind ideas, too.
Well, I should text Joe to make sure he's listening to this part of the show.
Okay, there you go. And then, you know, it's funny, I've been seeing this on TV everywhere, but Stacey Nelkin, she's a relationship expert, explains why married women would rather have an affair with Eli Manning than Tom Brady. Go figure. I'd rather have an affair with my husband. That's what we talked about yesterday on our show, how to have an affair with your husband. How was that, Matt? What was it? It was like, with your husband. How to have an affair with your husband. It's like dating
sort of like
all the time.
Yeah, spicing it back
it
up.
It was good. Yeah. We had a really great day yesterday. So anyways, I'm so glad you're here. And, you know, there's a couple things that I want to mention. We've actually got a thing coming up on February 21st. It's 5:30 to 8, and we've got Todd Patkin going to come in. It's going to be, just a motivational, inspirational. He's got his book, Finding Happiness, and whether even if you're, you know, if it's just for business, if it's just for life, if you're having like those, you know, we got started with this year and you're just going, okay, not feeling it so much, this is going to be the night to come and have a glass of wine. And
so this is a special gift that Kim has put together. And what it is it's called a motivational mixer. And what we've done is brought in one of the guests that you've heard a couple times here on the show. He's coming in from back east, Todd Patkin. And we have an evening of getting together, mix and mingle. He's going to give a special presentation. As a part of your admission, you will also receive his book for free, and he will be there to autograph and sign it. We are going to be at, what's the name of the winery?
Hamilton, J.F. Hamilton Wines in
Westlake. Beautiful location. So this is February 21st at 5:30.
That is a Tuesday night.
And keep an eye out on Kim's website. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this, but we're very excited to do this, and we're hoping to do them several times throughout this year, bringing the people that you're hearing on the radio, bringing these special authors and guests, and letting you get to experience them firsthand. So keep posted. February 21st, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, definitely. And not only that, you're going to end up with a signed book. You're going to get to meet the author. And then
Taste some wine,
hors d'oeuvres, a little bit of dessert, you know. It's going to be a fun mingling night, so I hope that you can be a part of that. Also, tomorrow, another guest of mine is another author, and you'll hear about that tomorrow, but we're going to be over at Barnes & Noble in Westlake, and we're going to be doing a book signing there. So we're having fun. I'm bringing all those people to you, so that we can start enjoying that, and I can meet my listeners. And
well, we're making the show a whole experience.
Yeah.
So you get to hear it, but we also want you guys to have the chance and opportunity to experience these people. It's a talk about fully interactive.
There you go. I just want to let you know all the ways that you can get in touch with us here at my website, KimPaganoShow.com. And at Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. Facebook, become a fan at Kim Pagano Show. Like us. And we're in Coffee News. We're also in Ventura Breeze. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. And of course, right now, you can always call to be a part of our, what we're talking about. Our topics here at 805-639-0008. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Prudence and Matt on our board. So definitely give us a call. Right now, we're going to start our first topic, the 6 husbands every wife should have, with Dr. Stephen Craig. He is a clinical psychologist, and we're going to be talking with him. Craig, are you there? Or Stephen, are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Okay.
All right. So tell us, what are the 6 husbands that you think every wife should have?
What do I think the 6 husbands are? They're actually the same guy.
Oh, I like that. I thought we were going to get 6 different guys, huh? No. You just want to look for good qualities, right? I always say when I made my list, did I have massage in there? You know? So.
Oh, see, now there should have been another one.
I'll put the 7th on your list, right?
Yes, that's the next book.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to find out this.
I'm a clinical psychologist, and I've been seeing couples for years. And a number of years back, I kept being confronted by the fact that people would say things like, when I want to get married, I have a checklist, and these are the things I'm looking for in my spouse, my future spouse. But it occurred to me 2 things. First of all, you're never going to find anyone who meets your checklist anyway. But even if you did, your checklist changes through the years, because the things we need and the things we expect from each other continues to grow. And so that this must be a real mistaken way people are looking at relationships, because we can't expect to find the perfect person. The reality is marriages don't fail because people change from that perfect person. Marriages fail because people don't change, because they don't grow and adapt through the years.
It's very, very true what you're saying. And so many people miss out on relationships because they're trying to match that list, that perfect.
Yes. And that they think that people get married and they say, now I've searched my whole life for my soulmate, and here you are, so you're perfect. Don't ever change. But that's a trap, because people have to change. Sometimes I like to look at myself as a stock on the stock market. I believe my wife married low and hoped that I would mature through the years. And who would keep a stock around that didn't mature and grow?
Oh, I like that.
You know, actually on my list, as I have been looking for a relationship, was finding someone that when I am in a growing period, they encourage that. And then when they're in a growing period, I can encourage that, and that we know that we're growing together. And sometimes one grows and the other is not quite there. And then, or sometimes that role is reversed.
And they pull you back up with them.
Right.
Vice versa.
So
right?
That's actually something that was on my list. I have someone I believe we do that.
Yeah.
But it's important because we are growing. We are evolving. We don't just suddenly stop in our personal growth just because now we're in a relationship or because we've become married.
One of the things, there are two things I wanted to accomplish with this book. One was to educate people on the fact that we should change, that if you're entering a relationship, you need to be saying, I'm starting a journey now. I haven't arrived simply because I've gotten old enough and gotten married, that there are six major stages that most couples go through throughout the course of their marriage. And if I could give you the tools that happens at each stage, when you're newly married and when you have kids and when you have older kids, I could teach everybody how the needs change, how the expectations change, and how you can grow and change together, that maybe we could really make a dent on this, you know, the marital unsatisfaction rate in our country. Plus, the other thing was I wanted it to be an entertaining book. I didn't want this to be the standard self-help book where people just, it's a clinical read of some couple from Kansas who we never heard of. I want people to enjoy the changes they make in their marriage, and I want them to read a book that is enjoyable also, that takes you through the same progression while giving you useful tips along the way.
I like that. Okay, so let's start at the stage one.
So stage one, which I call getting started, is actually a stage that's before you're even married, because so many people get married for the wrong reasons. They get married because they're in love. Not that being in love is a bad thing, that's a great thing, but that's not a reason to get married. So often I say that being in love is like being on second base. When you're in love, you're only halfway there. What makes a marriage work is all the things that occur after second base, how you handle conflicts, how mature and flexible you are. And when you have an argument, when you finish that, do you feel beat up or do you feel upbeat? Because those are the things that really are the cornerstones of a relationship. So stage one I talk about, so you're in love now, Let's have a whole discussion about what you should be looking for in a spouse beyond being in love.
Wow, I like that. I think it is. It's the outcome of everything. It's how you receive it.
Yes.
It almost needs to be mandatory reading. Like, before you can start dating, you need to know this.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I really think a lot of couples do go to counseling before, you know, and then a lot of people don't, and they wonder how to deal with life, how to deal with parenting, how to deal with any of that. And they don't know because they have no tools to work with other than what they're learned from what they've seen in their parents' relationship.
And I think there are more, if people are getting married in churches, I think there are more and more churches that are almost requiring that you go through some sort of couples like pre-therapy or some type of a process in order to kind of flesh some of these things out to try and help that along.
And I'm trying to add to that, because that's exactly what we should be doing. But instead of us just saying love each other more, I'm going to say, here's what you need to do. You need to keep in mind that you need to be changing through the years, that marriage is about falling in love over and over again with the same person.
I love that. That's so perfect for Valentine's Day or any day, really. You know, I want to say that even though, Valentine's Day is approaching, but we really need to think about that as every day. Every day needs to be a loving day, a day that you feel so good that you're in your relationship where you are. You know, I just want to remind anybody who's just joining us right now, and I'm so glad you are starting your day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Craig, and his book is The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have. And I've got myself, I'm the host, Kim, and I'm here with Prudence, Mindset Reset. And also our phone number here, we've got Matt on our board, 805-639-0008, if you have a question or you want to chime in with us.
So now we find this person. We know that we can work on conflicts. We can we get to that place of having some comfort there. What happens next?
Well, what happens next is that we move into a completely different stage and things get all messed up again.
Great.
Because now we think we've arrived. We found this person. Okay, we get married. Then all of a sudden we get married and now we have to mix two lives. And it's not just my life and your life. It's your family and my family and our extended family and our friends and all of our past together. And so many couples aren't taught the tools to how to get through that. It's a time of divided loyalty because I don't know whether I should listen to my mother and the rules of our family or your mother or you, or how are we going to start putting boundaries around our relationship? And what do I do if I'm offending other people in your family or my family?
So what do we do? I know we don't have a lot of time with you, and I just want to make sure we get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
What do we do? What is your, if you could pull out the biggest tips that you can offer us through your book? Because it sounds like we're going to have you back, because I just think this is a great topic.
Absolutely.
Well, I would love to be back. And, yeah, there's an awful lot here that we could cover. But the key things that we're going to get down to are the fact that, A, you're always changing. You should look at your marriage not as a marathon but as a decathlon, as a series of different stages where each one requires different skills and different traits. And in each one, I could try and give you specific ones for different stages, but there's so many of them. But it's about recognizing what stage you're in and understanding that. So, for example, communication when you have young kids is entirely different than when you're newly married. When my wife and I were newly married, we could take half an hour to discuss some subject. And we could pontificate about different things. When we have young kids, we need to say, okay, I'm going right here, going to do this. He's got the sippy cup. He's going on here. Let's go. Got it clear.
Yeah, you have about 2 minutes.
Right.
Exactly.
But if we're not communicating well at that stage, we start to separate because our life at that point dictates a different communication style. And I know at that point when I started communicating well, that was when my wife started giving me that look that said, boy, I love you, because she started loving the guy who was adapting well. If I had been the same guy doing the same stuff that I did years earlier, she'd have been looking at me frustrated.
Wow, I love it.
Now, I'm curious, because in your steps you do include things like having children and that sort of thing, but what about couples that don't have children? Do you find that there's some other stage that they end up going through, especially because they don't have that mixed stage in the middle where the communication changes in that way?
Well, all throughout this book, I talk about all the different types of couples that there are, and it's not just your standard couple who then has kids a few years later, even though that's going to be the primary focus. But absolutely, the stages we go through are the evolution of us as maturing as adults. So whether you have kids, or often people who don't have kids have other major focuses that they take upon in their life. I mean, these sound kind of trite, but they have pets, they have interests, they have traveling. There's all sorts of things that become our sort of pet projects of our relationship together, our shared interests.
Right.
And as you develop those shared interests, we need to do those because that's what keeps us together and growing. But as we adopt those, we change. So we better figure out, whether it's babies or whatever, how to keep up with those changes.
Wow. I love it. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Craig. His book is The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have. I want to just run down really quick the stages that you broke down. Stage one is getting started, then the young married couple, then comes a baby, family ties, empty nesting, and then the golden years, and then basically, I mean, you know, so in your book, do you talk about what feelings happen throughout each stage?
I talk about a whole range of things, that people start to feel differently about each other, about their role in their marriage, but I talk about how people's needs change, how we start having different expectations of our spouse, how intimacy changes, how activities change. So many of these things change. And if you look at it, if you step back and look at yourself through the years, even my interest in music has changed through the years, and it should change.
Yeah, because we've grown. And
that's
you,
right.
I mean,
grown.
Really, you start to become more comfortable. Hopefully you love yourself more. You're more sure of yourself. There's so many things. You're right. It's just the dynamics of life.
Well, change is the only constant in life. I mean,
we
kid ourselves thinking that nothing's going to change. Everything changes.
Yeah.
But you asked me earlier about the impetus for this book. is exactly that right there. We can say, like it's obvious, yeah, we need to change all the time. But how many of us are told that when we enter a marriage? Because we're not told that at all. We're told, you found someone, keep them.
Right. Keep
yeah. Her. Don't yeah. lose this one. Don't screw it up.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
We're not taught that we should change, and we're certainly not given the tools to do it. So that's why I wrote this book, to try and get people to understand both of those.
I can't wait to get my book. And where does everybody find your book?
The book came out 2 days ago, and it's all over. Yeah, you guys are on the cutting edge right
now.
Oh,
I love that. And what a great concept. I mean, really, it is so needed.
And it's everywhere now. It's all Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever books are sold, you can find it, Target, Walmart. You can find information about it on my website, drstephencraig.com.
I love it. And can we book another time to have you come back?
That would be great. We will make that happen.
Okay, you got it. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again, and I want to get one of those books. I think everybody should.
Well, it gives that confirmation that you're not alone. Everyone's going through this. These are normal phases in relationships, and you can ride the wave, you know?
Right, there you go. All right, well, thank you so much again.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. We've actually got Julie, I think it's Kenny, and we're going to be talking, she's a gifting expert, and to the stars, and she's going to give some tips and twists on giving, on gift giving for our sweethearts. So stay tuned with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Get your name in for one of those beautiful hearts right now. It's a crystal heart. It's a floating heart, and we'll be giving away that. Also, just give us a call and say hi. So we'll talk to you soon. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are here with us. And, you know, that is, I can't wait to get that book.
I really has great stuff in it.
Yeah. I think it pertains to everybody, you know. Six husbands every wife should have. And it was actually from a man's perspective. I kind of like that. I want to see what he thinks in there, you know. Is it taking out the trash? Is it emptying the dishwasher? You know, I don't know. But anyways, well, Julie, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
Very good. So, Julie, you are a gifting expert for the stars, right?
I am, who actually grew up not too far from you in Santa Maria.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, there you go. And now where are you now?
I'm actually in New York City at the very moment, but I live in Northern California now.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Now, I want to know, how do you get to be a gift expert? I want that job. Can I be your apprentice?
There you go.
Sure. I've been doing celebrity gifting for the last 7.5 years, and I started off doing celebrity charity events where I would provide the celebrities a gift for coming to the event, and it's just expanded over the last year, and I love it too. I kick myself every day that this is my job.
Nice. Wow, so some of your A-list celebrities, right? Jennifer Lopez, Reese Witherspoon, Angelina. So are they nice?
Well, you know what? We work with them for all the celebrity milestones. We send out celebrity bump bags and baby bags when they have a birth, and then their kids have birthdays. And so we've been lucky enough to have sightings with all of the products that we've included in our bags to all those celebrities.
Wow, that's great. So give us some so what are some of those gifts? Let's just start there with the simple gifts and then move into what we can do for our sweethearts for
Valentine's
Day.
Sure. You know, Kim, it is so hard to find that perfect gift for Valentine's Day, especially if you're short on time. And I have partnered with American Express Concierge, which helps Platinum Card members find unique gifts. And what I'm going to share with you today is all about unexpected gifts and experiences. And some of the more simpler gifts that you were referring to, we can't forget about the new mom. And there is a fingerprint necklace that makes an absolutely beautiful keepscape. And Gwyneth Paltrow is a fan. And basically, it's a kit by a company by the name of Prairie Creations. And you'll get the kit in the mail, and you will put the clay, you know, you'll have your daughter or son put their thumbprint or handprint on the clay, and then it's sent back to Prairie Creations, and they will make you a beautiful pendant that is a once-in-a-lifetime gift, as well as no one else will ever have it. And that's at a price point of about $75.
I have a friend who has one of those, actually. They are beautiful and very dainty looking, but very... They're not big. They're just really a beautiful little size. She has three boys, and her husband gifted her that, I think, for Christmas. It's a very, very nice gift. Yeah.
You know, I've seen also necklaces where they have that little thumbprint in.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Oh, it was a necklace?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was. Oh,
yeah, it's
okay.
It's necklaces, yeah.
You know what? I know the person that actually
makes them.
Makes them, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's weird. Okay.
Oh. Small world.
I know.
So what other ideas?
And that other ideas, you know, for a teacher in your life or maybe a new relationship or a babysitter is you can't go wrong with sweets. And Reese Witherspoon recently ordered baked goods from Modern Bites, which is an L.A.-based bakery that makes these delicious high-design cookies and cakes. And they are absolutely beautiful, as well as they're just scrumptious to eat.
Wow. Okay. So that sounds good. So anything that you eat is always perfect too, right?
Yes. and that looks good. And if there is a thrill seeker in your life, I have quite the experience. You can actually become a combat pilot for the day and fly a fighter aircraft.
That sounds...
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be into that one.
Well,
okay.
Well, no, I think I would like that. I just didn't realize you could do that.
Really? You would like that? Yeah, I wouldn't.
There's 25 locations and one not far.
Prudence, of course, you would
you.
Like that. God,
and,
okay. Go ahead.
That is just something that is just so fun and different. And you can basically do everything in this fighter aircraft except for takeoff and landing. You actually can fly it, do somersaults and everything.
See, I've always wanted to fly. I've gotten to fly in the small little Cessnas, the four-seaters, and I've always wanted to fly. I just think it would be a fun, just something I think I would enjoy.
I don't know. Now, see, my son races go-karts, okay? So I always thought, you know, getting in a NASCAR car would be kind of exciting. But I don't know. Flying. Okay. Different strokes for different folks, right? And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Julie Kenny, and she is a gift expert. What an awesome job. Just go out and find gifts for people. But it is hard.
It is hard, and it's really using your resources and thinking out of the box. And, you know, American Express Concierge is a great resource for those who have the Platinum card, but you can also use resources such as Pinterest and Etsy. And Another idea is having a giving a gift certificate for a custom family photo shoot. And it's so different than the normal photo shoot where you're wearing white shirts and jeans. There is a celebrity photographer not too far away from you that's based in Thousand Oaks, Los Angeles area. And she will work with your family or, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or whoever you have in your life you want included to design a theme for your photo session that will tell a story. And she'll do the backdrops, everything. And celebrities such as Minnie Driver and Jason Priestley, she's photographed their families. And her work is very vintage, very fun and very different, and it's definitely something that will be treasured forever.
That's a fun idea. I hadn't even thought of that, you know, giving the gift of, like you said, a sitting and photography and family portraits. That's kind of a nice idea, especially if you haven't done them in a while. You were kind of
looking into that.
Lou, plug your ears in case,
yeah,
in case it's a gift. But you were talking about family portraits.
No, I love to take pictures. In fact, we actually have one of our sponsors, Kenny Backer, and photography out here, who does a lot of, he did my pictures, amazing. So, yeah, I think that is another great idea, because they are, I mean, you can make calendars out of them. You can, you know, just have a beautiful portrait of your whole family up there.
Now, what about some simple little gifts? Let's say people don't have time or money, or what are simple little things that people can do as a gift?
And, you know, I want to mention this one thing is, you know, what's interesting is if you can just kind of keep notes of things that people say to you, you know, like, God, I really love that lotion. Where'd you get that? Or this smells great. Those are the things that you can remember to get for the holidays, you know? I love that nail polish, you know? You just, those simple little gifts.
Exactly, and that's what, when people ask me, it's so hard, and what can I do? And I say, you know what? When you hear something that your partner really loves, you just write it down in your notepad and your iPhone, and then you always have that, or the favorite nail polish, write it down. And so you have it, and you can share ideas. But you know, for men especially, there is a incredible website called Whiskey Blender, and it's an interactive site, and you can blend and bottle your own whiskey, and it's about $50, which is reasonable, and you can just go on there and do a gift certificate. So a lot of these gifts can be done through a gift certificate, and then the recipient can do it another time. So I would definitely use your resources.
Hmm. Now, do a lot of people call you up and say, I need gifts for this and this, and is that what you just go get them for them?
No, we specialize in doing the gifts for celebrity charity events and milestones. So we're not like personal shoppers or anything.
Okay.
But the media and some other outlets, how I became a gifting expert is through the celebrity gifting. But they'll call me and say, oh, Julie, I need a great baby gift, or I need a great wedding shower gift. And so we give our ideas on our website at thegiftingexperts.com.
Okay, so let's just say, what are the five top lists for Valentine's Day?
The top list, I would definitely say, the fingerprint necklace, which we talked about.
Okay.
The cookies, the air combat, the flight school, blending your own whiskey, and one I think that you would love personally, Kim, is how about making your own perfume?
I love that. You're absolutely right. I love perfume, and you know, and it's funny because my husband's so sensitive to perfume that I only can wear two. So if I could pick out something that I know would be really soft, wouldn't give me a headache on top of it, because I'm really sensitive too. So I think that's a great, where do you do that?
Yeah, there's a perfume pro by the name of Mandy Aftel, and of Aftelier Perfumes, and she's based in Berkeley. But no matter where you're located, you can work with her on creating your own custom scent just for you. So it's just an amazing gift that no one else can have.
Right. And it is your own personal smell, you know. The other thing is you can also blend wines. You know, that's another thing. A lot of people, and that actually where we're having our mixer, they blend wines there. So you can have, you know, where you like a little Cab, you like a little Merlot, maybe, you know, not all Merlot. So I don't know how they do that, but they blend it to your own taste. So that might be another great gift.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah. See, there you go. I gave you an idea. So
yeah, that is.
You know, but some of the simple things, you know, my sons were both asking about, and I hope their girlfriends aren't listening, but, you know, they were thinking about doing something at the beach where they get food and, you know, they have a, you know, their own little table
like
out there.
A traditional
there.
Picnic.
Yeah, kind of. You know, those are kind of fun, too. Also, massages.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would love, for example, if my husband packed a picnic basket and took me to the beach, got a babysitter for the kids. And,
yeah.
You know, doing stuff like that. Plus, you know, you can, there's, does not cost any money to write a creative card of all the things that he loves about me. Those types of things are so special, and it's all about the experience.
There you go. And you know, another thing I saw that was just something that you could do so inexpensive is to actually get a bottle and put little coupons or little things of that you want to say about your, you know, your special other person. You know, just little things. I love when we walk together. I love when we have coffee in the morning. I love when, you know, just things that you can remember that about your relationship. And I think those are just simple things, simple gifts. Sometimes it's the most simple thing that really counts.
That's a really nice idea. I actually, in college, wasn't someone I was dating, but a very dear friend of mine was going to go off and spend a year doing some event thing. And I wrote him a special little card, something like that, and put it in this little like tube thing that was like a little jar, almost like a keepsake time capsule thing. And, you know, fast forward in time, I haven't seen him probably in about, I hadn't seen him in about 18 years. And I saw him recently, and he told me he still had that and periodically pulls it out as just an additional little motivational thing. It's amazing how far those simple words can go.
Yeah, gosh, love it. Well, thank you so much, Julie, for coming on. And I'd love to have you back and check in when, you know, we have like every month there seems
the next
to be
holiday,
like
yeah.
another holiday of, you know, and just simple giving, you know, give of yourself when you can. That's what I really talk about on my show.
Great. Thank you so much. And you can find the entire list that we talked about at giftingexperts.com.
Okay.
And if you're a Platinum card member, you can call the number on the back of your American Express card.
Oh, great. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you, Julie. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are starting your day with us here. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking got some more good stuff. So we'll be talking,
we're talking with Stacy Nelken.
Thank
who,
you.
who's a relationship expert, a relationship expert.
Thank you.
Who's going to talk about why married women would rather have an affair with Eli Manning than Tom Brady. The Super Bowl just keeps on giving, doesn't it?
There you go. All right. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so excited that you are here with us today. And I love when I hear from all my audience out there. It's so fun to meet everybody and know that they're liking what we're talking about. So if you are out there and you want to give us a call, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. All right, we have our next guest on. We have Stacy Nelkin. Stacy?
Yes, I
can. Do you have your radio on? Because we can hear it.
I have my cell phone on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we could hear you. There's just a lot of background noise, but I think it's gone now.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
All right. So you are a relationship expert, right?
Yeah. Tell a former actress and still an actress. Yeah, that was the majority of my life was spent doing films and TV. Yeah.
Ah,
oh, that's
okay.
Fun.
Yeah, and so I've been hearing a lot about this, and I'm kind of confused because, you know, married women, we want to have dates with our own husbands, right? But I've been hearing a lot of things. Married women would rather have an affair with Eli Manning than Tom Brady. And where do we get that survey from?
Oh, the survey, interestingly enough, the survey was done by AshleyMadison.com, which is a website that is there for people who want to cheat on their spouses. Now, the majority of people that obviously that belong to Ashley Madison, men, it's like something like 85% men, and women go there, but it's, you know, a multi-million dollar business, shall we say. And I've actually spoken to the man who founded it. He's incredibly intelligent, and he said, you know, rather than guys going on this website and like, you know, Match.com, whatever, and lying about being married, this way it's just more open and out there. And, you know, this is what they're looking for. So the women don't get their hopes up, right, when they're meeting these guys. And that's kind of how it is. But anyway, they performed this this poll. So they did this poll. And I found it very interesting. I mean, who would you choose, Kim?
Oh, my gosh, my husband. My husband listens to my show, so I want to make sure I'm...
No, no, that's not an option. Your husband's out of the equation. Sorry, honey.
You know what?
The equation.
I have to tell you, I don't really find either very attractive. I think Eli Manning looks like he's a little boy, and Tom Brady,
yeah.
I just don't find either one of them really attractive, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, you know, obviously they did it because of the Super Bowl and the
incredible
rivalry between New York and Boston. to me, it was a no-brainer because I think Tom Brady is absolutely drop-dead good-looking. And I think Eli Manning, I agree, looks like a little boy. I mean, he's cute, funny looking, cute. But the majority of women, like huge majority, chose Eli Manning.
Really?
And I think a lot of it was the women are very threatened by the fact that Tom Brady is married to Giselle, you know, this super glamorous, gorgeous model, you know, with you know who she is.
Yes.
And they probably couldn't compare. You know, Tom Brady also strikes me as maybe a little more narcissistic than Eli Manning, and maybe he wouldn't be as good a look, but I wasn't even thinking about that. You know, Eli Manning is like a good old boy. He's got the boy next door good looks. He's been married to his high school sweetheart for forever, actually. And, you know, Tom Brady, looks like he'd be a little bit of a bad boy. But my feeling was, if you're going to be fooling around, I mean, this is all rhetorical anyway, go for somebody fun and maybe a little dangerous. You know,
yeah, I always...
You don't marry the bad boy.
Although I have to say of those two, and I don't know all the football players out there, if you lined them up, I'd maybe pick someone else. But I would have to say, actually, I find someone like Tim Tebow more attractive than Eli Manning or Tom Brady.
You are absolutely right. But we're looking at mirroring equipment, right? Yeah.
No. I forget the whole religious part of it and that kind of stuff. I think as far as attractiveness, and he's got a certain charisma about him. I find him more attractive than the other two.
I'd have to agree with you.
Who did you say?
Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a very special human being.
Yes, I mean, he is.
Really,
and I think that...
really, very, very important figure in the world. I think he will become.
I agree.
Man.
So,
yeah.
Stacey, you are a relationship expert. Tell us a little bit about, you know, something that is really solid in your findings from relationships.
Well, I think... there's so many things to talk about with relationships. You know, I think the most important thing is that I'm finding is a lot of people have trouble really communicating what's going on. And that really has to start with yourself. You have to really know yourself before you can enter a fully formed kind of relationship. You have to know yourself so that then you can know your partner as well, you know, and know what you're bringing to the relationship. Know what upsets you, know what doesn't. You know, a lot of us, especially as women, I think, you know, we want the guy to read our mind. He should have known we wanted this. And, you know, rather than expressing this and knowing that sometimes guys have a problem hearing certain things or expressing things themselves, you know, we get all upset and we huff and puff or we, you know, break up or whatever it is. So it's about knowing yourself. It's about knowing the guy you're with. You know, I can only speak from a woman's point of view, obviously. I think we put so many expectations on our partners.
Right.
So many. Superhuman expectations. And I think that becomes a real problem. I think we have to realize that our partner... And us, we're all full of flaws. We are all messed up, you know, to a certain extent. Some obviously more than others. But the better you know yourself, and the better your partner knows himself, then you can really have a great interdependent relationship.
Right.
Really fully formed people first.
When things come up, and I get surveys like this are just kind of tongue in cheek and fun, but you know, like you said, there's a whole website that's about infidelity and being able, what it brings up to me is this, because if we're asking these kinds of questions and kind of being playful in this way, what's happening? How can we help relationships? I want to be playful with my partner, with my spouse, with, you know, whoever that significant other is in my life.
Right.
What is it that we can do then to create playfulness amongst ourselves, or create just kind of a different, find that spark again, or something that it keeps us from having to even ask or go to a website that says, hey, I'm openly being infidelitous or whatever.
Well, that's kind of what my question was, is, you know, I think that are women fantasizing about these guys? And that's what, you know, is that something that you find in relationships now? that...
Well, you know, I think, quite honestly, and that's a great question, I don't think women fantasize enough. I think there are a lot of people who think that if they are in bed with their partner and they're fantasizing about somebody else, they're cheating. I don't know if you guys saw the movie, Couples Resort, something like that? You know,
yeah, I did see that. It was a great movie.
Right, and there's that scene where he asks, buddy, you know, if I'm thinking about somebody else when I'm in bed with her, cheating, you know, come on. What? And, you know, it's not. It's really not. This is our brain, and, you know, use whatever... Nobody can be constantly turned on to the same person all the time, and it gets harder as you get, you know, longer into a relationship. So, you know, I think fantasizing is fantastic and very important. You know, your question about how do we spice things up and keep the partner from straying and us from straying, it is about playing. You use the word playing, and it's about having fun with partner. You know, go to a bar with your partner, you be there first, and have your partner come in. Pretend you don't know each other. This is after you've been together for a while, you know, when you need to sort of perk things up. Obviously, for the first year, usually you're all over each other, right?
Right. Now, do you see couples?
Later on, yeah, go ahead.
Do you see couples? Do you counsel?
No.
Oh, okay. That's...
I do not do that privately, no. But I do, you know, give advice and go on the Bill Cunningham show, and I give advice that way. And but I'm not a psychologist. I'm getting certified as a drama therapist, which incorporates a lot of role play, and I think that's really important for couples to, you know, pretend, go back to being a kid, you know, dress, use some costumes. You know, who doesn't want to be with a hot, hunky fireman? You know, you can get costumes. The guys love that nurse thing. It's about playing. It's about...
It is, and I agree, in relationships,
you know?
So many of us take our lives so seriously, you know? And you sound... Yeah, so I think what I'm getting from this is that we need a little bit more fun in our lives, in our relationships, right?
Absolutely.
But to me, when like what Prudence was saying, is when we bring in a poll like this, I think that we're giving our men the wrong idea. Because if you had it flipped around and we were asking which woman would we want to be with, I don't know. You know.
What do you think? Do you think people would be upset?
Well, I think it depends on how you're asking the question. Like,
right.
We could be watching a movie.
Women would be upset. But I don't think the guys were upset by that question at all.
Well, I think it's in context. I think it's in context. If you're saying who would you want to have, you know, sexual intercourse, intimacy with, is one thing. It's another thing to say, you know, who do you find attractive and that kind of stuff. When we're watching movies and there's someone attractive, I'll tell Joe. I'm like, hey, that guy's really, you know, handsome. And you know, I don't say handsome, but I say that one's cute or whatever. And he'll tease me about it or whatnot. But he knows who I find attractive, just as I know who he finds attractive. But that's an attraction. That's something different than saying, okay, who would you want to kiss or do something more with? It's very different.
Well, you know, it's all hypothetical, and I think it's okay to fantasize sleeping with somebody. I don't think that's a problem. I don't think it should be a problem. I think we limit ourselves. We are by nature sexual creatures. Some of us more than others, and I think it's important women recognize that men definitely are, and often more than we are. And I think you have to know your partner. We hear about, you know, guys cheating left and right. I mean, there are plenty of women that are doing that too now, but still the numbers are more men.
Right.
So you have to know your partner.
Right, right. Exactly.
You have to, and I think women get too possessive, and I think really, that old adage, you know, a way to keep a bird is to keep your hand open, right? To keep I can't remember the...
Right, if you love something, let it go, and if it comes back, it's yours, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that, but I think women kind of play with their partner a little bit and give them a little bit of a little more freedom, he's not going to want to stray.
Right.
I think when women get way too possessive, that freaks the guy out, and they feel locked in and imprisoned, and they want to run away. And they're going to go,
right.
Thinking about other things.
Stacey, so I'm going to wrap this up, but what I want to say is basically I kind of, you know, we had a guest, I think it was yesterday, of date your husband. And I just think that's just going to wrap it up, is date your husband. Do
Absolutely.
All the things that you would do to Absolutely. Somebody else with your own husband
right.
so you can keep your marriage strong
exactly.
and vibrant. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
keep it fun with your husband. Keep it fresh.
There you go. Well, thank you
yep.
so much, Stacey.
Oh, my pleasure. Take
I appreciate
care.
That. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on my Kim Picanno show. All right. So, gosh, you know, it's all about relationships. It's all about, like I said, is really keeping what you have vibrant. And, you know, that's it. I welcome everyone to tune in from 1 to 2 today if you've missed any part of our show. And if at any time you want to get in touch with us, then definitely you can reach us at 805-419-0008 to get your name on our list for those beautiful necklaces. With that, Prudence, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
And Matt, thank you for on our board and all of our phone calls. And it's not too late to get in today. If you still wanted to give us a call or an email at kim@kimpaganoshow. Also, I want to remind everybody, one, for the Relay of Life, American Cancer Society is February 25th and 26th at Cal Lutheran. If you wanted to be a part of that or get a team together or any of that, we had Christina Markowitz, and she is putting that together. So definitely, if you're interested in being a part of that, I would say to do that. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is, for today, identify a pattern that is not working for you and make a commitment to change it. Sometimes we have to kind of reflect on where we've gone and where we're going and look at what's working and what's not. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Picanno Show. I thank you so much for being here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.